So we have come to know two of the tools in the Torah's Hasfeitas toolbox. And when you confront a situation where it's not clear what the facts of the case are, the facts of the matter, so one way you could address that something in the tears is use a rove. And by using a rove, figure out, okay, now I know what to assume, and I'll pass the shadow days of that. Another way to address something in the tears is Hazaka B'nei Karma. And we ended last time with Reb Shimon's insight to Talmud Achaninus. Reb Shimon's insight, so let's review that. And then let's add some more Achaninus, and maybe we can also add some more to our appreciation of the overall sukkah. Because we began to get into the thick of things in the world of Kiddushin Daf Kei Amud Aleph, built around the Mishnah, the third parak of Masachas Taharas, the case of the Tinuk B'Kishin Tzibisara Issa, Ruba V'Chazak. So we do the Ruba V'Chazak. Remember, we had left off, we had seen there, Mishnah Prenet Tzibachol Tzatanan, Rebbeinu Rechachanam say, Rove wins, or better says, Rove does not win. Chazaka takes the game. And Chama said, the dough is tabay, because chances are it became tabay. And Rebbeinu says, no, we're going to ignore the Rove, we're going to give privacy instead to the Chazaka. Chazaka tells me the dough was tahar before the kid got into the room, so we will continue to treat the dough as tahar. The Gemara says again that this machloka is the fundamental machloka. Ruba no chazaka, how do you address that? Chama say Ruba Adam. The Gemara says, no, smoke miyuta la chazaka. You put the chazaka shoulder to shoulder with the miyut, every row has a miyut. You put add the miyut to the chazaka, and that's going to knock out your row. That's the problem of the Gemara said. I found it ignore the mute. Mute the command to lay Satan. But that itself was interesting, intriguing. What are the stars that the Gemara is poetically sharing with us? According to the poetry, smoke mute the Hazaka, to Ruba command, mute the command to lay Satan. So we want prose. What does that mean? What does all this mean? And then, the larger question was, since when is Chazaka so weak? Ruba Chazaka, Ruba Hadev, but meanwhile, two problems later in Asachas Taharas, the Mishnah in the fifth Perek Hei Mishnah Hei, the Mishnah of Shnei Shvilin, makes it sound like Chazaka is incredibly powerful. Right? In principle, we can pass them like multiple Chazakas even when they are contradictory. We'll tell this fellow that he's tar, because maybe there's no base there. We'll tell the fellow on the other road that he's tar. Ha yi tar. How do you mean? Is Chazaka strong? Is Chazaka weak? Take a question moment. Reb Shimon suggested it's not that Chazaka is strong or Chazaka is weak. Ruba Chazaka Ruba doesn't mean that Rove is fundamentally stronger. They work differently. Rove is a Mabarer, while Chazaka is a Hanaga. Rove is actually addressing the issue. Rome is actually telling me we're gonna solve the subject. You're not sure whether the kid touched it or not. We're gonna assume the kid did touch it. Why? Because he probably touched it, because that's what kids do. So we'll assume he probably touched it, but probably you're not sure, is this child healthy or not? Assume he's healthy. Most kids are healthy, right? The cotton of talent mentioned in the Ful and Daphiel. The Gemara beginning the eighth parak of Sanhedrin talks about a woman who's pregnant. We're not sure whether it's a full-term 9-month pregnancy or whether it's a 7-month pregnancy. So the guard said, well, Roe, the vast majority of time, both pregnancies are full-term pregnancies. So we'll assume the absence of better evidence, we're going to assume that it is a 9-month pregnancy. It's mevarer of the facts. Obviously, there are better berurim than Roe. That's the important point we didn't stress last time. There are better berurim than Roe. To Aiden is better than Rove. Star is better than Rove. Rove isn't the best viewer, and we'll talk more about that in a couple minutes, but Rove is a viewer. That can be better and lesser ways of determining the fact. There should be better evidence and lesser evidence. But Rove is some degree of evidence as to what are the facts of the case. The Rove indicates that this child is healthy. The Rove indicates that this pregnancy is full term. The Rove indicates that the kid did touch the dough. While Chazaka doesn't indicate that the kid didn't touch the dough, how does Chazaka tell me what happened? Yashar Koyach, 20 minutes ago the dough was torn. What relevance does that have to whether the child in the intervening 20 minutes touched the dough or not? It doesn't tell me, it's no bearing upon what actually happened. As Rav Shimon points out, Chazaka never has a bearing on what actually happened. Chazaka just tells me, since you don't know what happened, here's how you should act. The cause of the sukkah, whether or not the kid touched it, continue to treat the dough as tahor as you have treated it up until then. And as we saw last time, Shnei Shvilin is not fundamentally illogical. It may appear to people to be illogical, which is why the Drabana sometimes we cannot paskin and give both tahor. But fundamentally it does make sense. Why? Because we're not actually saying you are tahor and you are tahor, you did not walk over mace, nor did you. We couldn't say that. That's not gonna fall. Isn't that Tosis and Suba's not from Zion puts that? If the same person went on both roads, he talked to his tahor. Because, well, obviously he walked over a mace. So how are we telling these two people, instead of one person walks over both, Reuben walks over one and Shimon walks over the other? We're not sure which road contains the mace. So how are we telling them both that they're tahor? The answer is, we're not saying neither of you walked over a mace. We're saying both of you are unsure whether you walked over a mace. That's true. And since each of you is unsure, so Chazaka tells you that, be that you're unsure, you should act the way you acted yesterday. That's logically consistent. It is logically, it will be false to say you didn't walk over a mace and you didn't walk over a mace. That's false. But it's true to say you're not sure whether you walked over a mace and you're not sure whether you walked over a mace, and therefore you should both act the way you acted in the past. So that's confusing, because it looks like we're saying they're both, and that neither one had the contact with the mace. But we're actually saying both of them should act tahor, which works when you realize that Chazaka is not actually addressing the underlying question of fact. It's embracing, maintaining the state of suffix about the underlying question of fact and just telling me, here's what you do. Confusing, but sensible. And again, that's why Tosin Tsuba says, but if the same person walked over both roads, there's no longer a suffix. Chazaka only works when there's a suffix. If I don't know what the facts are, here's what you do. But now I do know what the facts are. If I walk on both road A and road B, I know that I'm coming. I don't know whether I'm coming on Thursday or Friday, but that's irrelevant. I know that I'm coming. And that's why I posted to it. Because the road shoe is, Halach Berishon Uvesheni, and the same person walks on both roads, then he's Ba'adai Tamei. And by that, and I would suggest that those Rav Shimon is sort of along the lines that Tosfos and Tzuvos, when you know for sure that there's no longer Chazaka, because Chazaka is only relevant when there's a Safek in Mitzvah, an enduring Safek in Mitzvah. That's why Rav Shimon says, in a similar vein, we understand Kiddush and Afek. We understand Ruva Chazaka, Ruva Adit. Because Rove does address the question of fact. So if there's a Rove, and that's addressing the question of fact, then Chazaka just doesn't apply anymore. It's no longer relevant because it isn't a suffix. The Rove told me he touched it. Okay? So then there's no suffix for the Chazaka telling me, here's what you do when you're a suffix. I'm no longer a suffix. I was poshet my suffix. Poshet my suffix was the bearer, which we call a Rove. I'll take a question or two, and then we'll wrap up Chazar from last time and then go further. Yeah.
How do all those ideas of suffix only apply when Rove is out of the picture, how does that idea work for Rabbi Meir? Rabbi Meir would seem...
We'll come back to Rabbi Meir. You're right. So far we're talking about the Shiva of Chachamim. Let's come back to Meir. Yes. Yes.
How does Chazaka not dealing with the actual fact of the case, prevent maybe lesser educated people from still not taking the law seriously. Meaning it could still be...
You're correct. Very good. And that's exactly why the Mishnah Tahara says that indeed, we don't always, by Shnei Shvilin, we often will not give the psak that they're both Tahara. And then Rabbi Yehuda are debating how many cases are we worried that people are going to misinterpret, misunderstand, and swarm. But that's what Lemaisa, in at least some cases, Midrabanan, we tell them they're both Tameh, because to tell them they're both Tahar would cause an elusive idea. Because people would misunderstand. It is very, it sounds funny. But what we're trying to understand, okay, sounds funny. But why isn't it really funny? So here's the answer why it really does make sense. If you have a nuanced, sophisticated appreciation of what Chazak is doing, it makes perfect sense. But if you're just seeing the superficial, well, he's Tahar, well, that's absurd. So in some cases, Midrabanan will say they're both Tameh, but say they're both Tahar would cause an elusive idea. Correct. Yeah. Sometimes. Yeah, Gemara talks about, for instance, there was an awareness that hemophilia has a genetic basis. Hemophilia is when a person lacks, the person's blood lacks the ability to clot normally. So any clot is potential life-threatening. So the Gemara talks about the Mesu Echav Machnach Machnima. She had a family where a couple of brothers died after the bris, so we're concerned that maybe hemophilia in the family, and at a certain point we're going to stop giving birth to any babies in the family because the worry that's a kind of compulsion. The Gemara even talks about sort of second degree. If two sisters each lost a child after the bris, then the third sister is not going to do a bris on any more children. And there was an awareness that it's there's a maternal, there's an X chromosome versus Y chromosome. There's a maternal connection there. Yeah, so we do sometimes. I don't know if that's what sort of thing you have in mind.
Yeah, I was just wondering, because I know we're talking about certain cases where Roe would rebel, the Hazaka take over that, I guess, that genetic or family history.
So the case of the hemophilia is a somewhat different principle, Chesed Gimel Zimni. But yeah, probably you can establish a Roe based on it, if you have the genetic information.
Okay.
Yeah, that's... The DNA testing is all based on Roe. And the vast majority of folks can assume that DNA testing is Roe. Let's say you have, we debated a number of decades ago before there was a technology doing DNA testing or blood typing. Let's say you have a married woman who has a baby, and you can tell from comparing the blood types of the mother, her husband, and the baby, her husband is not the baby's father. Let's say she's O, and he's O, and the baby's AB. Well, how did that happen? Well, obviously the father of the baby is AB. Obviously the father of the baby is not the husband of the mother. Maybe. It seems like Yashka's mother probably tried to convince her husband of that same story. And when in fact, presumably, the real answer was that there was another father. But then we would assume that it was not. Because we have this proof, that we have this evidence that the father of the baby is not the husband of the mother. We can determine that the mother was married for the past 9 plus months, and she just had this baby, and the father of the baby is, there's evidence that suggests, strong evidence that suggests the father of the baby is not was someone other than this married woman's husband. That's a very, very serious concern. That's a shayla that the only of us have to work and have work on. Yeah, one last question.
Two things. One, would it be different if it's a Vietnamese way? Versus
or that.
And two, nowadays, since we have like MRIs and CAT scans and stuff, would we be a guy of two to do that on an animal to see if it's a trait?
Your two questions are interconnected, and we'll get to that hopefully soon. Very good. Okay, so what do we have so far? Can we understand what Rove does? Understand what Chazaka does? Each one yields somewhat similar results in terms of I can use it in the case of a suffix of Messias. The question of the fact is it will tell me what to do, but how it gets me from point A to point C is different. The Rove says the point B, the intermediate, the engine that Rove is doing, the pool that Rove is doing, Rove is actually the barring suffix, and that's how then now I don't have a suffix, now I know what to do. But Chazaka is leaving the suffix alone and saying, you're going to remain the super, and here's what you do because you're a super. Okay. Right. That's relevant to Ruba Chazaka Ragin, that's relevant to Tarjit Sasran, Shen Shvilin, that's relevant to number three. The last thing we spoke about last time was the Shorash HaSafik. That's why when you look at Chazaka, Chazakas are seem entirely unconnected to the question that they are ostensibly addressing. I can have the Safek question in Shvilin is what happened on a snowy Friday afternoon months or years ago. Where did they bury the body? Across which road did they bury the body? The Chazaka is the fact that I was somewhere yesterday. What does that have to do with where they buried the body years ago? The answer is nothing. But it doesn't matter. Because the Chazaka doesn't address the Safek itself. Being that you're going to remain the subject, here's what you should do. And we saw last time, not only does Chazaka not require any, with Rove, obviously, Rove always, it's not that Rove always is addressing the subject. I'm not sure where the kid touched it. Well, probably he touched it, because most kids touch things. Rove is always addressing the charge of something. Chazaka, number one, doesn't need to. And number two, to take it a step further, that was 3B, the Tosafot and Chulin even said, if you have two Chazakas, one of which addresses the charge of something, the other one doesn't, they're equally powerful. Tosa says, I'm not sure whether the paradigm is a trade for now. And it's relevant ultimately to whether he or she or it, or the person or the kli, which was sprinkled on, which was common, they get sprinkled by the word, did he or she or it become tar? The Tosa says, the chazaka and the par, the chazaka and the person or kli, equally strong, they cancel each other out. Why? Why? But the chazaka and the par, it actually has to do with the shor chazaka. The answer is, yeah, but this is chazaka. Who cares about shor chazaka? The chazaka is never being pushing the suffix for me. Even if a chazaka on the cow, shkoyah, a year and a half ago, the cow was not a trade for it. It doesn't tell me the cow is not a trade for now. I'll tell me, no, if the cow wasn't a trade for a year and a half ago, it's probably not a trade for now. That's true. But that's what we call Rove. There is a Rove that's not a trefa. The Tosafot is trying to sort of tease out, Baba, the Chazaka is not a trefa. Chazaka doesn't tell you what the facts are. Now let's talk about two more things. I want to talk two more nafkaminas. And then either now or at the very beginning of tomorrow, we're going to expand these ideas. Come back during Meir, talk about different levels of Rove, and maybe even to touch on Amotzi Nechadero. All on the right. For now, let's look at two more nafkaminas. Let's take a look at Tosafot and Chulin. We spent some time on the first types of Tosafot. The Tosafot ultimately points out that the first type may be true, but it's not sufficient. Those points out there are cases where someone or something is old enough to have been, that we know it was born a non-trefa, and yet the Gemara doesn't seem to assume that it has a cheskas in a trefa. So for instance, Tosafot tells us, look at Yud Aleph on the base. We're talking about chazakas on people. Gemara says that we had a person, we brought him into, we hold him into court on allegations of a capital crime, that he was Machal Shabbos and he murdered whatever it is. Aiden had come and said, Reuben is Chayav Nisa. And then the second pair of Aiden come and say the day, they say, no, the first pair of Aiden claimed they saw Reuben commit a crime in Cleveland last Monday. Happened to be, we were in Dallas with them all of last Monday. The Aiden couldn't have seen Reuben in Cleveland last Monday. They weren't there to see it. That's the concept of Aiden's own. Ah, so the din is, I see some low. Kasher Sarah Sasa's Yachid. If they want, if they testify that Reuben's Chayim Malkus, we give them Malkus. They testify that Reuben's Chayim Nisa, we'll give them Nisa. If the Gemara says, 1 second, how do you know that Reuben's not a traitor? I don't want to get too deep into the sugya of Eid Mezonot. But they go, maybe someone's a traitor. A lot. And if the person's still alive, we're not doing an autopsy. So he's alive. Thank you. That's disturbing. So the fellow's still alive. In the previous case in the Gemara, we're talking about is the victim of homicide, was he a traitor when he was alive? But then the guard said, he's already dead, maybe we should look. And I said, well, we may not be able to do a proper autopsy. But then the traitor was, where did this knife stab have done it? Okay. The guard said, now let's talk about this. A live person. A live person. A live person. That's double zero. A live person. So Gemara said, ah, you see, what, Raya, don't you see, from that parsha of Chumash, that we treat that person as a non-traitor, but he's not on Roe. No, no, for sure, they don't have an MRI, they don't have a CAT scan, but Roe is. If the guy looks, most people who see him on the outside to be healthy are not traitors. So don't just say, hey, 1 second, huh? You're trying to be machriach Roe. Maybe it's just Chazaka after all. Chazaka, we already proved, it wouldn't be a chiddush to say Chazaka. We proved that on Daf Yud from Nigei Batin. Maybe it's not that we assume that he's not a traitor based on Ro, we're assuming he's not a traitor based on Chazaka. Where is the Chazaka? Well, he's more than a year old. How do you know he's more than a year old?
Because he is.
How do you know?
Because he's got to be 13.
Because, exactly, because he's holding the debate on capital charges, he's clearly Bar Mitzvah or Bas Mitzvah. Right? So clearly he's, and 13 is more than once. So clearly he's been alive for more than a year.
True.
And if he's been alive for more than a year, and your whole treifa ain't a chaya, then the treifa cannot, not just probably won't, but cannot survive 12 months, then clearly 13 months ago when he was already alive, he was not a treifa, otherwise he would be dead by now. So the fact he's alive now tells me that 2 years ago he was not a treifa. Now that I know that 2 years ago without a treifa, Chazaka tells me, no. 2 years ago without a treifa, we don't know whether that changed or not, Chazaka tells me he is still not. Okay, let's take a look inside. All right, Rabbi Tai. What's Tosis' answer? Yesh Omar. This kasha we have raised before Aduma, it remains shver on Yavon days, and there, unlike before Aduma, there's no countervening, countervailing chazak in the Ekar. The other end is going to neutralize. That's unique to the kids of Aduma. Huh? Shalom, Ashur Tosis, like 8 lines in or so. Yeh Shalom. Call Chazaka Shalom is Barra, Melo Noda, Akilu Shaha. If I have a Chazaka that was not determined, that was not known even for 1 hour, Lo Azlina Basra, we don't follow it. We start talking about the cheese case. What Tosis just said? Tosis came up with a Chiddush. A Chiddush. They need to give because they need to answer kasha. They said, from this gemara, you get the impression that there's a, even though we know there's the principle of chazaka, but it has certain limitations. Here's a new one, says Tosfos. Chazaka has to be a chazaka that is barra b'shaita. It has to have been already known at the time. It has to be, you need a real-time chazaka. If the chazaka is not based on real-time data, there's no such thing as a retroactive chazaka. Why? Well, Tosa says, I know it's true because our Gemara indicates that. But otherwise, every person more than a year old has a cheskas and a chain. And every cow is more than a year old has a cheskas and a chain. Our Gemara says it's not the case.
Right now. So must it's already a traitor right now?
No, but I don't know whether it's a traitor now, but it has a chazaka and a chain.
No, I know that if I find out that this 2 year old is a traitor, that would ruin his cheskas and chain for the
Well, we're talking about Chazaka. We're talking about Chazaka's Chazaka. But then the question is,
if I shuck the cow and I find it to be a train bug, then the 11 months before that, we have Doka Doka that he's the fact he's a
shrine. Okay. That may be true. That may not be true. I don't want to get there right now. The Gemara neither talks about what do you do when you have a chazaka, the neikara, and then you do another observation, and you find the facts have changed. So that's a little more complex because you're supposed to later on pick up when do you assume the change occurred? We usually assume that chazaka the neikara indicates that the change occurred. If the change occurred, it occurred as late as possible. We assume no change occurred at all, number one. We're sure all is relevant right now. Even when a change did occur, we're going to assume that it occurred as late as possible. But coming back here, this idea of chazaka shalon is bara v'shaita. It seems sort of, at first, it sounds sort of, if you just learn the Tosis in a vacuum, why? Since when does halacha operate that way? There has to be, if you knew about it then, we have all sorts of halachas that are in that frame. I can make it tonight. I'm gonna buy a business. Almanas, as the market goes up, the market goes down, whatever my condition is, I buy your field, almanas, and it rains at least twice in the next 3 weeks. So we'll know in 3 weeks from now whether in fact I bought your field or not. It's gonna be retroactive. Right? Lima Freya, there are many halachos that recognize Lima Freya. So why can't Chazaka be Lima Freya? Well, the Gemara indicate that's the terrace of the kasha. But what's the svara for that terrace? The svara, the Parashat points out, the footnote, and we can make that sound, the svara is from Shem. Because chazaka means continue to act, it's a hadhaga, specifically, it's continue to act as you have up until now. So that's what Tosis is saying. Apparently, the hanhaga is continue to act the way you've been acting up until now. So if you can only build a chazaka off of actionable data. If yesterday you were tahar and you knew you were tahar and you were acting tahar, now you don't know if you became tahar. Okay, so chazaka tells you continue to act tahar. Right? This ball of dough was tahar. We made it with tahara. I don't know whether the kid made it tahar. Okay, but up until 10 minutes ago, we were letting. We were using it with tar, okay, and we were treating it as tar. We were acting on that information. So we can continue to act on that information. But if it's lo nisbara b'shaita, we never acted on it. If it wasn't real-time data, now I know that a year ago it wasn't the treifa. A year ago I knew that 2 years ago it wasn't the treifa. Two years ago, I knew that 3 years ago he wasn't true. But I never know about it. I never know it in real time. So it's never actionable data. It's never something that I can say, right now I'm being Noheg. I can't say, well, yesterday you were Noheg a certain way. You acted a certain way. So you can't act that way. It was never information you could act on. It says, now I know that a year and a half ago it wasn't a trefa. And that loop will continue, but there's never a moment of saying, I know now. That's why chazaka is unique. Chazaka doesn't work. Lina Freya. Oh, and then finally, the other nafkamina is in parallel the other way. The nafkamina number 5, which this will close for today. Nafkamina number 5 is that then we'll mention to pick up the suit at the beginning of tomorrow morning. We're on the flip day. Stop share. And the Gemara Gittin, Daf Chafes. Now it raises the question, the Mishnah says that I can, if I left someone alive, I assume that he's still alive. Right? We can give a get on the assumption that he's still alive. We can bring a carbon into that on the assumption that he's still alive. His wife, if he's, the way his wife can continue to eat truma, if he's a Kohen, on the assumption that her Kohen husband is still alive. But we have this other source in Tanaim that if the guy says he's giving a get to his wife, it should become valid an hour before he dies, as an aside. Why on earth does someone divorce his wife an hour before he dies? The answer is it's a get of love. It's a situation where he has no descendants, and if he dies married to his wife, she's going to need a chalitza ribam. That sometimes is a good idea, sometimes that can be very, very challenging. So he wants to spare his wife and Zika, so he says, I want to live married to you, but I want to die not married to you, for your sake. So he wants to divorce her, they will divorce her now, maybe they'll leave another 5 years, maybe they'll live another 2 years, maybe they'll live another 2 hours. He's not really sure he's sick. He says he's giving his wife a get, it should be chal an hour before he dies. So all of a sudden there, we don't apply chez gazai. We say right away she can't eat truma. Maybe he'll die within the hour. The question is why? What do you mean? We should say this chez gazai because I'm going to make cover. What's Rava's answer? Rava's answer, going from Amud Aleph to Beis, is we are not worried that he did die. We are worried that he will die. Shema meis lo chayshinim, shema yamus chayshinim. What does that mean? What was that? Okay, so Rava's point that's a past versus future. What might not be? The answer is what Rava is driving at is Chazaka cannot predict the future. Unlike Rove, which can, as Tosafot points out in Gittin Lama Gimel and elsewhere. Rove is telling what the facts are. We can make a factual prediction about the future. Chazaka is just telling me continue to act now as you did in the past. So on the one hand, as being a Zvara of a Shaita, it can only work if you already acted on the past. And the other limitation is, it cannot tell me what to do about the future. You can just act as you have continued to act. Up until now. It cannot predict the future. We will wrap up this. This is complete to listen now. We'll wrap up the rest of this with Hashem tomorrow morning.